SRN News, I'm John Scott. A wildfire raging east of San Francisco won't stop him from being able to vote as long as he avoids prison. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Trump's home state of Florida restricts the voting rights of convicted felons, but Florida defers to other states' disenfranchisement rules. And in New York, the law only removes the right to vote for felons when they're incarcerated. So as long as Trump isn't sent to prison, he can vote for himself in Florida in November's election. However, even imprisonment would not bar him from continuing his pursuit of the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, water pressure is still a problem in Atlanta, where two huge old water mains burst on Friday, sending water into the streets. More from correspondent Laura Winters.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
On the international front, parachutists jumped from World War II era planes into now peaceful Normandy to kick off a week of ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Soldiers from across the United States, Britain, Canada, and other allied nations waded ashore through hails of fire on five beaches on June 6, 1944. World leaders, including President Biden, Ukrainian President Zelensky, and British royals are among the VIPs in France this week. This is SRN News. Another reason for parents to beware.
Before you buy that new Nintendo game for your child, you should probably listen to this. The makers of Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, have included a transgender character who has a discussion with Mario about his or her decision to live as the opposite sex. What does this actually have to do with playing the game? Not much. But Nintendo apparently feels the need to advance the LGBT agenda with kids. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed measure that would have required schools in California to notify parents if their child asked to change their gender identification at school has failed to qualify for the November ballot. The proposal received about 400,000 of the 500,000 signatures it needed to qualify. Supporters of the policy say it would provide necessary transparency for parents. We're not being told if their child is living as the opposite sex in class. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on reaction to the firing of a Florida deputy who last month shot and killed an Air Force member who was black.
Okaloosa County Deputy Eddie Duran has been fired. He fatally shot Senior Airman Roger Fortson while responding to a Lynn's call in Fort Walton Beach last month.
Sheriff's office, open the door!
Fortson was home alone when the deputy entered his apartment. Fortson did have a gun, but kept it pointed to the ground. An internal affairs investigation concluded Fortson did not make any hostile or attacking movements, so the use of deadly force was not reasonable. I'm Jackie Quinn.
City officials calling on witnesses to come forward with any information about who carried out a mass shooting in the Ohio city of Akron that killed one person and injured 24 others, some critically. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.